Maharaj, in the first fire, which is Garhapatya Agni and Dakshina Agni, in both the Upasanas, the goal of meditation is only Hiranyagarbha.
Correct. And because those Agnis, three Agnis, are manifestation of Hiranyagarbha. And their further manifestations are what we have seen, the
earth, Chandrama, Disha,
the food, the Aditya, and all those things. So eight so far we have seen.
Yes.
But they all become one when they identify with Hiranyagarbha. Then Garhapati Agni, Dakshina Agni, Ahavani Agni, all of them will become Hiranyagarbha. Saguna Brahma. And they merge in there, because Hiranyagarbha is also considered as a effect. Because he is manifestation of Ishvara. Saguna Brahma is called Ishvara. Ishvara manifests, or Saguna Brahma manifests first in the form of Ishvara, which is the totality of the causal bodies.
Awesome.
Then Ishvara slowly comes down, becomes grosser, is called collective sukshma shariras, all the minds. And then this Hiranyagarbha further, grosser manifestation is called Virat, which represents collective physical universe. Everything that is there, my body, your body, mosquito's body, everybody, living, non-living. What a marvelous concept. This is what nowadays scientists are telling, what is called holistic view. That is what is being taught thousands of years back in the form of this. Every upasana is actually holistic view. Okay.
Maharaj, here, even though they are not mentioning the word Hiranyagarbha, it is, you have explained to us that this is in fact Hiranyagarbha is what is referred to.
Yes.
Can I understand that we are stating this as Hiranyagarbha and not Ishvara yet, because it's still in a lower effect?
Because these are all things that are experienced. You can't experience Ishvara. You can be one with him, but just as we are talking, you are experiencing me, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That way, you can't experience Ishvara. Whatever is experienceable is in the physical form. If we are experiencing, that is called Virat. And if you are experiencing me in the form of anger or blessing or abusing, that is mental, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That is called
Hiranyagarbha.